Well, you know, I called him Mr. President. He said, you can call me Joe. And I said, can I call you Joe B1 Kenobi?
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
The only thing more insufferable than a White House press briefing with that dumb dipshit who's an illiterate goofball diversity hire who won't leave, by the way, the chief of staff for the White House has been trying to jettison that deadweight dipshit on the left over there. If you're confused, by the way, so they go, oh, Mark Hamill works for the administration? Kind of. Hey, Mark Hamill, when are you going to be taxed by the FTC? You're going to register as a political agent over here while you're doing all this in-kind donation to Joe Biden? No, of course not, because you're above the law. That's weird from the nobody's above the law crowd. Oh, that's right. You're all a bunch of kid fuckers. Anyhow, no. The chief of staff is trying to get rid of that dipshit cringe Jean-Luc Picard Pierre's over here. Can't, by the way, because she's squatting. And so she says, you know what I'll do? I'll go bring in the star power of Mark Hamill. Star power? This motherfucker. Most people don't even know that Mark Hamill has only had one film role. Sure, he might be like the voice of the Joker or some shit like this. But again, what? Fuck, can you imagine this? I don't want to slag any professions out there. But you're supposed to be from one of the most beloved franchises of humanity, by the way. We send shit into space with Star Wars clips on it. And you couldn't find a way to turn that into a career? That's probably because you're a drug addict kid fucker, allegedly, of course. Can't keep your shit together enough to milk that fucking sausage? You weirdo? The fuck is in your closet? In an environment full of dudes who openly rape chicks, get arrested for a little bit of time, then get fucking free. Looking at you, Harvey Weinstein, allegedly, of course. You couldn't find a way to ride that wave? Everybody else did? Holy fuck, Carrie Fisher was in the burbs, boys! Carrie Fisher in the burbs! The only one who couldn't figure out a way to turn that into a career is this dumb fucker over here who looks horrible, by the way. He looks atrocious. This dude, listen. White people don't usually age that well. This dude's only like 50 years old. He all fucked up. That's alcohol. Allegedly. Drugs. Allegedly. Heroin. Allegedly. Ketamine. It's actually cool. Now, he'd probably be tolerable if he was on ketamine. No, this dipshit's a kid fucker. Allegedly, of course. He got some closet skeletons, boys, that are tiny. Allegedly, of course. And so, here he is at the White House press briefing. And, May... The second, what was it? May the first Joe Biden term lead into the second. May the second Joe Biden term be more fruitful than this first. This motherfucker is going out on a cringe, boys. A cringe vacation. I'm trying to jam a National Lampoon's joke in there somehow, boys. It didn't land. Anyway, so he's out there and making all these stupid fucking May jokes. Again, tying everything back to a character he played in 1970-something, boys. That's older than me. Completely lost to all relevancy. Nobody likes Mark Hamill. People love Luke Skywalker. People hate you, you fucking scumbag dipshit. Have some goddamn self-respect. Oh, wait. You can't because you're probably a drug addict. So, Mr. President, you're living ground with the young voters. We need to do something to win back the youth. Find me a transsexual, lesbian, black, African migrant, Haitian Inuit in a wheelchair with autism. Sorry, sir, we just have Mark Hamill. Oh, well, that'll have to do. The dude who was in that one movie. Nobody fucking even cares anymore. The Star Wars crew has moved on. We moved on a long time ago. Now you got a bunch of dipshits that like Jar Jar Binks. And whoever the fuck is in this latest trilogy that I didn't even finish watching because it's ass. And then they bring this dipshit to the White House so he can do this over here. And I'm about to fucking force die from cringe. That doesn't make any sense either. That's another fight. We missing on all these jokes, boys. Quote, is this the guy, notable film, Mo Dotes, dates back to 1977, available? Bring me Mark Hamill. Nobody knows who the fuck this kid is. Kid. There's a Freudian slip in there somewhere. But anyway, there's Mark Hamill milking some member berries that have been squozed way dry. The member berries, boys, they shriveled up and they have fallen right off the vine. Nobody who loved Star Wars gives a shit about. We hate all of this. It's all dumb. It's all stupid. And this caters to a bunch of fucking people who don't even like Mark Hamill. He's catering. He's going out there doing this Joe Biden Star Wars, intersection cringe over here. And it's all supposed to be jammed to a bunch of dumb dipshits on fucking TikTok who hate white dudes, by the way, brother. You have no idea what you're talking about. Well, no, but I hate Trump, though. Yeah, they're going to turn on you. They'll turn on you. Of course they'll turn on you. You're a white dude, presumably straight. They'll turn on you. You'll find out. You in an Alec Baldwin-like fashion will find out. These dipshits that you're trying to appeal to, Mark, they hate you. They hate you. And I can't wait for them to turn on you. It's going to be glorious. Nerderotic says go fuck yourself, by the way. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date on Mark Hamill being a douchebag, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.